Hey, you're listening to Marketing Out Loud, a daily podcast where I share advice, stories, and insights to help you build a thriving consulting or professional services practice. To subscribe to the show, head over to marketingoutloud.fm.
I just saw this post from a pretty well-known LinkedIn guru who was giving out some pretty dangerous advice. And in fairness, I don't think he believes the advice is dangerous. I think he believes it's good advice. So nothing personal, but I do feel the need to warn you here because this advice is dangerous and it is very, very common. So he was sharing a story about how he messaged a prospect on LinkedIn to try to get him into a sales conversation. So no problems there, that's fine. Messaging is important and when it's done right, it can work and it can be done well. I'm with him so far. But then he says that the prospect told him, "I am not interested in your services." Pretty clear signal to back off. That's as clear as it's gonna get. But what this guru did instead was he kept pushing. He didn't take no for an answer, in his words, and he kept pressing the prospect until he somehow managed to manipulate him into getting on the phone. And then when they were on the phone, he didn't buy anything, but he seemed kind of interested, or at least more interested than before, which isn't saying much. So the lesson that we're all supposed to learn from this is don't take no for an answer, apparently. So look, I'm not sure where to begin with this, but let's start here. You absolutely should sometimes take no for an answer. And I realize that that's probably the opposite of what most people will tell you. Most conventional sales advice is about getting past no, and it's about coercing and manipulating prospects and backing them into a corner where all they can do is say yes. Well, look, I don't know about you, but I don't want to work with a prospect who needs to be convinced that talking to me is a good idea. And we're not talking about overcoming objections during the close here. That's a different topic altogether. We're talking about having the conversation to begin with. If a prospect isn't even interested in talking to you, if their visceral reaction when they see your message, when they find you, or when you find them is, "I'm not interested in your services," what in the world makes you think there's an opportunity here? And why would you waste your time talking to somebody who clearly doesn't want to talk to you and is clearly not interested in how you can help them? Unless you're desperate. Unless you've got so much time on your hands and you're so desperate for the business that you are willing to talk to people who don't even want to talk to you. And if you are that desperate, why would you want people to know that? Because that's precisely the message that you're sending when you harass people on LinkedIn Messenger or email or whatever tool or channel that you choose. The message is loud and clear. I am desperate. I need the conversation. I need the business. I need the sale. And if that's the way that you enter a sales conversation, well, good luck with that. So that's my piece for today. Learn how to take no for an answer. Sometimes you absolutely should take no for an answer. Don't try to get past it. Don't try to coerce or manipulate the prospect into saying yes to the conversation. Treat no like the gift that it is and simply move on. Because if you're good at what you do and you're positioned well, there are people out there who actually want to talk to you. So why don't you spend your time on finding more of those people? Hope that helps. Cheers.
Hey, thanks for listening. Do me a favor. If you like what you hear, go on iTunes and leave us a rating and a review because it helps more people discover the show. Thanks so much.